In the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning, you'll want to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. We'll begin in verse 19 in just a moment. We're in a study of the life of Christ. Jesus came to this earth as a preacher, and we have one of the longest sermons that he preached as far as it's recorded here in the book of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7, that we know is the Sermon on the Mount. And we're reading through the Sermon on the Mount and making comments as we go. I want to remind you, when Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount, he's preaching the doctrine of the kingdom of heaven that was then at hand. He is explaining to those Jews that had gathered there on that mount what the kingdom of heaven was going to be like. In just any reading of this sermon, it is easy to see and evident that he is not talking about an earthly kingdom. He's talking about a spiritual kingdom. And that kingdom would be established on the day of Pentecost. And so with that context, in that setting, we have these words, and we're to understand what Jesus is saying on the Sermon on the Mount in that context. And so turn to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, and we'll begin reading and commenting on this sermon, or continue doing so as we have been doing in previous classes. Now, as you're turning there, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now to these wonderful words that were spoken by Jesus on that mount in Galilee and given to us by Matthew, who was there. We read Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Now note how spiritual this is. Jesus says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth." Now that tells you right there, he's not talking about an earthly kingdom with earthly treasures, but a spiritual kingdom with spiritual treasures. Note what he says. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, some people go to extremes when they read the Bible, and they would see something like, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth," and try to deduce from that that we're not supposed to have a savings account, or not supposed to prepare for retirement, or not supposed to lay by in our own store that we might prepare for bad days that may come. And that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's more about talking about hoarding the things of the earth to the neglect of the things in heaven. It's another example of an elliptical statement where Jesus is really saying here, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth only, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven also." And when you say something like that in that old idiom in which Jesus was speaking, it was the "also" that has the significance. And so put treasures up in heaven. You know, we spend so much time thinking about how we can prepare to live. And what we need to do is think about how we can prepare to die and what applies beyond in eternity. And we want our treasures there. And it's hard to emphasize both. In fact, you can't do it. Look what he says following in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? What are we talking about, the evil eye? Well, sometimes that might refer to envy, but not here. It's compared to the eye that is single. The single eye is an eye that can focus on a single thing. The evil eye here is the eye that can't focus. The eye that is trying to focus on two things, and it is going to go astray. And he continues this in verse 24, saying, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon there being an expression for the things of this earth that he has been talking about. Therefore I say unto you, and then we have some of these great words of comfort, if we would learn to seek first God's things, God will take care of you. Listen to him. Verse 25, Matthew 6, 25. Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body than the raiment? Behold the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not of much more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? And why are ye anxious concerning raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But if ye seek first his kingdom. See how Jesus is talking in the Sermon on the Mount about that kingdom, the kingdom that was at hand. He says here in Matthew 6:33, but if ye seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. I would go back and remind you that the righteousness we seek was not the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees based on their traditions. No, he says your righteousness must exceed that. This is the exceeding righteousness based on the exceeding teachings of Jesus and his kingdom. So let me read that to you again. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And now let's continue into Matthew chapter 7. And I would say to those who do not want to live right, this is probably their favorite verse in the Bible. It's where Jesus says, judge not that ye be not judged. And so many people lift that verse and pull it right up out of its context and try to make that mean that no one can pass judgment on anyone or anything regardless of what is done. That is a resting and a misuse of Scripture for which God will not hold people guiltless. There is a judgment that we are to render. We're to judge righteous judgments, the Bible teaches us. And we're going to see that there's going to be a judgment even in this passage that we are to judge, because it says you shall know them by their fruits. You have to be able to look at their fruits and make a judgment. So what does he mean? Judge not that you be not judged. Well, don't judge by your standards. Your standard is not the standard of judgment. But you know, when we recognize God's judgment, God's righteousness, we're not establishing our standard. We're looking at his standard. So let's read this correctly. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or why wilt thou say to thy brother, let me cast out the mote out of thine eye, and lo, the beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? First cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest haply they trample them under their feet and turned and rend you. You know, you just can't teach some people. And some people, it's like trying to teach dogs and pigs. Now, you're going to have to make a judgment here. When God says, judge not that you be not judged, he's not saying don't use good judgment. You're going to have to be able to judge between those who would be receptive to the things that the Lord has said and those who would not. Because there are dogs and swine out there. Hence, make the judgment. And then give not that which was holy unto dogs, neither cast your pearls before the swine. You know, the swine is not expecting pearls. All they want is something that will satisfy their fleshly appetites. And they're looking for corn. And you throw out a bunch of pearls that they cannot eat and digest. They get angry and they turn on you. And so many people in the world turn on those that are teaching the truth and righteousness and the very pearls of good things, because they want something fleshly for their fleshly appetites. And so be careful, lest they trample you under their feet and turned and rend you. And then verse 7, Matthew 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man of you is there who, if his son shall ask him for a loaf, would give him a stone? Or if he should ask for a fish, would give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? All things therefore whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, even do ye also unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. You know, while some people never come to the knowledge of the truth of the gospel, it's because they don't seek it. They don't ask for it. They're not knocking on the door, desiring it. And the Lord promises us that if we desire the things that we need spiritually, we will receive them. Did he not say in those Beatitudes, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. But those that have no hunger and thirst for righteousness, but only have the hunger and thirst for things of this earth, they're not going to be filled with spiritual things. No, we need to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and ask for it, seek for it, knock for it. And the Lord promises us he'll get it to us through his providence. He will see. It may be by the providence of God You've been listening to this today.